T.J. Watt and the Steelers have agreed to a three-year contract extension that will make him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history, at least for now. The agreement was unofficially announced yesterday by Watt himself, who posted without a comment a picture of himself celebrating in a Steelers game. An NFL source says the extension runs through the 2028 season, replacing the 1 year left on his current deal and adding three more to the total value of $144 million. He'll be paid $21.5 million this season and $41 million per year for the next three. $108 million is guaranteed. Watt has a Steelers record 108 sacks in 8 years in the NFL, but he had an off year last season with only 11.5 sacks, none in his last four games, including the playoff loss to the Ravens. He did, however, lead the NFL in forced fumbles with six. He has the most forced fumbles of any player in the NFL since being drafted in 2017. Watt was chosen by the Steelers in the first round of the 2017 draft, all the way at the 30th overall selection. Wide receiver Mike Williams was taken in the same draft with the 7th overall selection by the Chargers. Williams retired yesterday. He resigned with the Chargers after ending last season as a Steeler, acquired at last year's trade deadline from the Jets. Williams only caught 9 passes with Pittsburgh and finished the season with 21 between the Jets and Steelers. For the rest of the active roster, players report to training camp at St. Vincent College next Wednesday. Paul Skeens is 5th in Major League Baseball in innings pitched this season, and Mitch Keller is 9th, so Pirates manager Don Kelly is giving his two best pitchers some extra rest for this weekend series against the White Sox, coming out of the All-Star break with Bailey Falter starting tonight, followed by Mike Burrows and Andrew Heaney tomorrow and on Saturday. Falter's put together a good first half of the season. He's 6-4 with a 3.79 ERA. He's opposed by Jonathan Cannon, who's 3-7 with a 4.44 ERA for the White Sox. Airtime tonight is 6:15, the first pitch at 6:40 on WCCS. It's hard to believe since it's only the middle of July, but there are only 4 homestands left on the Altoona Curve schedule, starting with a 9-game set that begins tonight at PNG Field. The Curve will play 3 games this weekend against Akron, then take Monday off and welcome the Chesapeake Bay Sox for 6 games starting on Tuesday. The Curve have not announced the starter for tonight's game. Pimp basketball coach Jeff Capel has recruited one of the top young players in Australia, rugged 6'7 forward Roman Salepa, a 19-year-old former rugby player who played pro ball for the Hungry Jacks NBL in his native country last year before suiting up for the NBL Next Stars at the FIBA U19 World Cup, averaging 18.9 points and 8.1 rebounds per game. Salepa has reportedly already enrolled at Pitt. The 2025 Open Championship is underway in Portrush, Ireland. H.T. Lee and Brian Harman both lead the pack at -8. H.T. Lee is -4 on the day through 10 holes. Brian Harman has completed 18 holes today and is -6. After the top two, it's a 5-way tie for third place as they all sit at -5 between Matt Fitzpatrick, Rasmus Højgaard, Tyrell Hatton, Robert McIntyre, and Harris English. The tournament will continue through the weekend. The Indiana U14 Little League softball team will take on Massachusetts today in the regional tournament. They played last Friday to end the 3-game series against New Jersey. They won that string of games and the state championship with a crushing overall score of 33-1. It was Ella Worthington's A-plus pitching performance that won the final game, a 10-0 blowout. The Massachusetts game is being streamed on YouTube right now. The winner of the tournament will advance to the Little League World Series. The PA Youth Legion Championship Tournament begins tomorrow in Berwick, and the Region 7 champions SW Jack Drillers open with a 9 a.m. game against the Region 2 champion Hamburg. SW Jack Indiana coach Mitch Piccone is looking forward to the action.
They're in the same region as Boyertown Nuts, so I'm sure they got a good team. Wow, those teams are all good oddies. They're no weak ones. Great experience no matter what happens, so try our best.
It's an 8-team tournament. With a win tomorrow morning, the Drillers would play on Sunday against the winner between Greencastle and Beach Creek. With a loss, they will play the loser of that game. IUP cross-country runner Dan Gibney has been named an Academic All-American by the College Sports Communicators. The 2024 All-Region runner and All-PSAC first-teamer had a 4.0 grade point average while studying safety, health, and environmental sciences. Gibney is a senior from Kennerdale High School in York County. IUP basketball players Callum McNamara and Anthony Watson have been selected to the 2024-25 National Association of Basketball Coaches Honors Court for carrying a cumulative GPA of 3.2 or higher. I'm Alex Donaldson with today's Look at Sports.